Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for dungeon masters to work out their minds. I'm DM Neil, aka Jolt Maniac, and I have a very special guest with me.
I'm Andrew Porcio, champion marble eater. That's right.
Oh, watch out.
They don't like me at recess.
Nice. So, Andrew here is from an audio drama podcast called We're So Bad at Adventuring.
Yes, we're okay. So bad at adventuring.
Yes, I was like, that sounds right. Then I get confused because of the website, but it's all right. So, how about, Andrew, you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm Andrew Porcio. I exist.
True.
That's pretty much all I have.
All right, done. And he makes the podcast that we just
talked
about.
Yes, and I am a comedian, podcast producer.
Yes. So, the next question is, what made you want to start your podcast?
I actually have a very specific story about this. Can I share that?
Done, go.
Okay. So, you're familiar with all those crappy, big productions. So, Clash of the Titans, you had these big, dumb productions where, you know, just Greek gods or whatever. I think Immortals was another one.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was sitting and I was watching on mute one of those movies. I think maybe it was Clash of the Titans, like the remake.
Uh-huh.
There's this horrible big monster there. And I thought of it for a second. I'm like, wouldn't it be hysterical if, like, these two characters didn't want to fight the thing? And instead, to get out of that situation, tried to sell insurance to it. And I thought, that is hysterical. And then I started kind of just building together this audio medium of people talking about, like, a fantasy world and trying to, like, navigate it like regular people. And that kind of built into, like, hey, I can actually do this as a podcast. So that's kind of what incepted the idea.
That's awesome. And so then that's a little bit of the setup. What would you give as kind of the elevator pitch for We're So Bad at Adventuring? Like, how would you best describe?
Okay, so it's basically about two characters in a fantasy world with magic, monsters, heroes, and all sorts of horrible stuff because they don't want to deal with any of it. They're regular guards in the army, and they're rushing to get to the big battle because that's what guards in the army do. So as they're on their way to this big Lord of the Rings-esque battle, they end up falling off of the road and into an adventure, and they want nothing to do with it. So you have these two characters. One's very cynical, kind of never been out in the actual adventuring world before, and he's terrified of everything. And you have another guy who's been in the adventuring world for a long time, and so nothing phases him. So it's basically just about these two guys who are sarcastic, they're cynical, and they don't want anything to do with it. But they're forced to encounter monster, hero, and villain, and try to thwart all of that through their own special methods.
And it is amazing. And I've listened to all of it, and I'm super bummed that there's not more.
There will be.
Yes. I was going to say, then, so, essentially, season one has ended.
Correct.
And so there's literally not a better time to start listening, because now you're working on season two.
Yep. In fact, we'll be starting production next week, I believe. And if you're going to catch the show, I would recommend starting from episode one,
because
that is one linear story.
Yes. And they're roughly 30 minutes apiece.
2 years minimum per episode.
Yes. Get ready.
Yeah, they're about...
Get ready, folks. It is a high level of commitment.
I'm still listening to the first episode.
Clear your hard drives.
Yeah, it's about 30 minutes long, roughly, an episode. Some go 40 because I talk too much.
Yeah, it happens. I know all about that. So then I have a surprise question.
I like surprises, but I don't like questions, so
okay.
We're at an odds here.
Yes, but it'll work out. Surprise statement. Nope, that's still a question. What is your favorite character to voice in the podcast?
Easy, easy answer. And that is the Maze Lord from episode 6, The Labyrinth of Perpetual Terror.
Nice. We'll save that.
Okay.
And I'll have you do a little bit with the Maze Lord later.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
So for this DMnastics, we're looking back at DMnastics number 36. It's a trap, then another trap. And that one tied back to episode number 48, Dungeon Obstacles. There was no guest for that episode. So the setup for this one is I decided to build a dungeon or to have everyone collaboratively build a dungeon together. And I want to start out with a shout out to the forum user Cat Charlie, because for awesome reasons unknown, he went ahead and took the maps and put the traps in the maps. And
traps on the maps, traps, I like it.
Traps on maps. Maps on traps?
Maps on traps, traps maybe. On maps.
And so you can go check that out on the forum. Like, all of the traps that were submitted are in their actual rooms. So we have a couple of them picked out and an awesome build your own trap that we'll do for you after we highlight a couple of the forum users. So the first one that I picked out was from Kirkless164. For his idea, he wanted a room where there's four pedestals at one end. And at the other end, there's four statues. A rogue, a knight, a cleric, and a wizard. So they all have jeweled eyes, and essentially anytime a player touches it, trying to pull the eyes out, classic, what was that, Player's Handbook from first edition, rogue trying to pop the eye out of the statue, door shut, and essentially from the ceiling, skeletons start to drop down. And so he has it that twice as...
They're armed skeletons, right? Armed skeletons. Just like some guy's bones.
True.
Pouring over everyone.
Armed and animated skeletons drop down out of the ceiling, and there's twice as many skeletons as there are people in the room.
Well, so how does it generally, like, I guess the question I would ask is, so what if there's a lot of people in that room? Is it the skeletons, are they magically generated, or were they just waiting up there?
I never figured that one out from his description. So we could just, I think it'd be funnier if they, like, kind of just dropped out. Just pff, slots open up in the ceiling, and they just start dropping out.
Yeah, and they land perfectly still. Yep. Just like...
And then start attacking. Because essentially, it's a logic puzzle where the knight protects the cleric, the wizard stands last, the cleric can't allow the rogue to be near them, and you have to figure out which goes where. But when you do, whoever pushes that statue into that spot gets stuck, and a new set of skeletons drop down.
Wait, they push it into the right statue?
Yeah, like if you push the statue into the right spot, more skeletons drop down, but the person that did it is stuck.
So, basically, that's saying, hey, great job at figuring out the puzzle, by the way. Screw you.
Yep.
I like it.
And you gotta figure it out fast enough or always deal with the skeletons.
And that gives players an extra opportunity, because when they see it happen the first time, they're gonna think, okay, well, who can we afford to have not move the next time?
Yeah, while addressing a ton of skeletons.
Well, yeah, addressing a ton of skeletons in the room. So, ultimately, how do we solve that puzzle, then? Just all of them click in?
Yeah, and so the end game is once they all click in, all of them die, and then the doors open.
There's a lot of opportunities with that kind of puzzle, though.
Yeah.
Because it's just, they don't have to all be knights or wizards or whatever. You can do different, like, deities based on Pantheon.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you could have, like, you know, one evil deity, then, like, the good one and the magic one, and you can have...
Yeah, I hadn't thought about structuring, essentially, the logic piece to fit whatever your story is.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it could be... I mean, it could be as in-depth, like, characters that they've already met before, deities that they know, and...
You could even add another layer of, like, kind of like a history puzzle behind it, and have each statue be a different scene in, like, the lore, and then they have to arrange it in the right order. And so you could kind of push the players. They're like, hey, wait, what is that big story the guy's always talking about?
Yes.
What happened first? You know, like the guy stabbing the dragon versus the guy, his village being destroyed or whatever.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, that'd be nifty.
So then I believe you picked one out as well.
Oh, you betcha. This one comes from DM Grendel, the most Grendelicious of all DMs.
Yes, with a sweet, sweet mustache if you go on the forums.
It is ridiculous. It is the forums at this point.
Yes.
So, basically, he's got this idea of taking, like, this wizard who's preserved, like, some sort of magical shield around him, and he's completely invulnerable. So, they're casting spells and probably up on some kind of platform, like, you know, cackling, I guess.
Yes.
As they're zapping at the players.
Yes.
So, you know, how do you guys defeat this thing? Because she's behind this magical shield. Basically, the idea is there's four golems stomping around in there, and the players have to kill all four golems in order to lower the shield. So this has a lot of opportunity in it. It could be just like a one-room type puzzle thing where the wizard's not super powerful, but is painful enough to be like doling out like a magic missile around. Or it's just like, okay, we got to get out of this room or handle this. And so you have these golems stomping around and you realize, oh, we have to kill them. And you can make it sequential, you know, like give color coordinations on the golems and like maybe patterns the walls. So it's like, oh, yeah, if we kill the red, blue, green, yellow one, then the shield will go down. And if you kill out of sequence, they all come back.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like, in a lot of ways, the wizard wouldn't want to use, like, big AoE spells to start, because then that's just damaging the golems that are making sure that the shield stays up. And the other thing you mentioned was, like, you could be a nice guy and have it come down, like, a little bit, depending on each golem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that one. Mm-hmm. I like the full... Like, you got to figure it all the way out, deal with them, and then the wall can come down.
Well, the degree for this encounter, too, is it could be just a trap-type nuisance. Maybe not even have to be, like, a real wizard, but just, like, a statue that's blasting things out. Or this could potentially be your final room and boss scenario. Because just amp up the level of spells being doled out, and then, you know, a hard-to-kill wizard, and maybe they've been hassling the players the whole time. So I think this has a lot of portability and malleability in this.
Yeah, because like you said, you could essentially just have, like you said, a statue that's just fueled by like a wand of magic missiles.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's it. Or big bad evil guy. And you could even have, because if you have the trap where he knows, or the trap, the room where he knows the shield will come down, he could just be like, nope, and then just go out the back door right before it's going to happen. And then still be the big bad evil guy for next time.
Uh-huh.
Nice. So for the other idea we're going to do, we're actually going to build a trap.
Oh, yes.
It's like build a bear.
Build a bear, except unlike build a bear, the employees are nicer.
Yes. The employees are nicer at build a trap. So the idea that Andrew brought to the table, the gym, if you will.
The gym.
Is the build a trap concept.
Build a trap.
So how does that, how does that work?
So this is fantastic because this could be played straight up as like a very serious thing, or you can do it absolutely for the laughs. One of the two.
Yes.
How malicious you are, it depends on your mood, I suppose. So the idea is this. Players are always wary of traps, but you know what they're not wary of usually? Puzzles. Puzzles. Oh, look, I have to assemble all these cubes in a cube, or a larger cube. Yep. It's cubes upon cubes, you know? Or they say, oh, I need to solve this riddle. So in a trap-filled room, they're like, okay, we need to disarm this trap. And the idea of the build-a-trap is to make something look like a puzzle, but it is actually a trap. The way you spring this on the players, though, is that they are building the trap themselves. So you have steps, and you have maybe some false puzzle thingies.
I love this.
Like a lever they have to slide into this one thing, and maybe some inscription, and just give it the lore that you can. So they feel like they're figuring stuff out. But each step along the way, they're actually arming a significantly deadly trap.
Yes.
And then you get players like, okay, you have to stand on this square over here, which will dump acid on them the moment they pull the lever, you know? And so they're really into it. And so you have different degrees with this kind of trap, because what you could do is you could just make it just kind of funny, you know? Like it says, oh, insert lever and pull. Okay, click. Ah, piranhas everywhere.
Yeah.
Or you could say, like, you must go out into the dungeon and find these 8 artifacts.
Oh my gosh.
And then after plugging in all these artifacts, after maybe a 3 or 4 game session, the walls tumble in on everyone. Oh gosh,
I hadn't even thought about it carrying over multiple sessions.
No, that would be
a bit much.
That would probably be your last game with that group.
That's awesome. Yeah, because it's like you said, the other idea that I had kind of thought of was, what if it had been disassembled by like a previous party?
And they just don't realize
that. And like they're putting back together the work of someone else.
Or what you could do with that is, you could have disassembled traps be a tool for players to use. So you put an encounter in the next room that's a little too powerful for them, but they have this disarmed trap laying around. Like, hey, wait, we can handle this. You know? Okay. We can, like, get the acid pit ready to go, or we can get those swinging blades and then lure the creature in to attack us.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other immediately terrible idea I came up with was they set it all up and then it splits the party.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. And it should put them in alternate dimensions.
Oh, jeez.
And make them play in different rooms.
Yeah. You call over 3 of your best GM friends that you get from the Dungeon Masters Block forums and have them run your entire split party.
And you fill them in on all the details of the campaign world, and then you never talk to those players again. They're dead to you.
I like it. Awesome. So if people wanted to go and hear more from you, where would they go? How would they do it?
There are many ways to listen. You can listen to my voice right now. That's probably the most effective way to hear me. But if you want to hear my show, which is We're So Bad at Adventuring, you would go to www.terribleadventurers.com or just check us out on iTunes because we're there.
Yes, and I want to implore the listeners first and foremost to go listen to that because it is quality. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think I told Andrew I went through all of the content within like a week.
That is fantastic.
Because it's just play next, download next. Of course I want to download the next one, go. And so definitely check that out on iTunes. Leave them a great review because they're awesome. I just want to implore the listeners to head over to the forums anytime you want to take part in the DMnastic challenges and exercises. And
yeah, because don't forget, these things we're talking about today, they're not just, we didn't come up with them, we came up with the last one, but they're written by people like you who are sitting there thinking, I have a cool idea for a trap.
Yeah.
Well, now's your chance to actually share that and then get mentioned and then have your mustache complimented.
All of those things can happen. We have an additional special guest that'll give us the outro.
Thank you, listeners, for listening to this fantastic episode of DMnastics. To do all these amazing things, head over to dungeonmasterblock.freeforms.net and try some DMnastics so your players don't ask, do you even lift?
Yes.
I gotta get a pump.
That's it. It's good. It hurts. I know it does. That's it. Get it.